All right, so today we're going to do a deep dive into crypto slang.
Yeah.
If you want to navigate the crypto world, well, you got to understand the lingo, right? We've got a great resource for this deep dive, the blog post, Crypto Slang You Need to Know, #1, HODL, FONO, DYR, and more. It's from Bloom Academy.
Yeah, this is going to be fun, crypto slang. Yeah. It's like a constantly evolving inside joke, you know, that really reflects just how fast this space changes.
Okay, so what even is crypto slang?
Well, think of it as like the shorthand language of the crypto community, full of acronyms and expressions that just pack a ton of meaning into just a couple of letters. It's how crypto enthusiasts talk to each other quickly and efficiently.
Got it. So let's start with one of the most well-known terms, HODL.
Ah, yes, HODL, the accidental typo that turned into a rallying cry. It means hold on for dear life. And it originated, believe it or not, from a typo on a Bitcoin forum all the way back in 2013.
From a typo. That's amazing. Talk about turning a mistake into a movement.
Right. But it perfectly captures the mindset of a lot of those early Bitcoin adopters. They saw the potential of this new technology, and they were determined to hold on to their coins no matter how much the price went up and down.
So it's not just about holding. It's about conviction, right? About believing in the long-term value of what you have.
Yeah.
It's almost emotional.
Exactly. And in a market like crypto, that can be super volatile. That conviction that you're talking about, that's really important. It helps you ride out those inevitable dips and avoid making like a really rash decision based on short-term price fluctuations.
Which brings us to FOMO, fear of missing out.
Mm.
This one feels pretty universal, not just limited to crypto.
Oh, absolutely. But in crypto FOMO, well, it can be especially powerful. You see all these other people making huge profits so quickly, and you don't want to be left out.
Mm-hmm.
This can lead to some really impulsive decisions, like buying at the very peak of a hype cycle, only to watch the price totally plummet, like right after.
Large? It's gotta hurt. It's like panic buying a concert ticket for 3 times the price, only to realize the band's not even that good.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. And that's exactly why this next term is so important. DYOR, do your own research.
Okay, so this one seems pretty self-explanatory. But in the world of crypto, what does good research actually involve?
Oh, it's more than just skimming a few headlines or reading a couple tweets. You need to really dig deep into that project, look at the team behind it, understand the technology, and assess the community support. You know, it's like due diligence before making any investment decision.
So DYOR is all about cutting through the hype, separating the good stuff from all the noise, and really understanding what you're getting into.
You got it. It's the best way to protect yourself from scams.
Yeah.
And just make better investment decisions.
So we've got HODL, FOMO, and DYR. What about FUD?
So FUD stands for fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And it's often used intentionally to manipulate prices or to spread negativity about a certain project or coin.
So someone might spread FUD about a competitor,
try
and drive their price down. That seems ethically questionable.
Right. It's a tactic as old as time. But with how fast and anonymous the internet is, it can be especially effective in the crypto world. Remember those rumors you'd hear about companies way back when? It's kind of like that, but amplified.
That makes sense. So how do you tell if what you're reading is legit or just a bunch of FUD?
That's where DYOR comes in again. Don't just believe everything you read online, especially in the crypto space. Verify the information, cross-reference sources, and make up your own mind.
Good advice. Now let's talk about whales. This one sounds intriguing.
Yeah, a whale is basically a big fish in the crypto sea, someone who holds a huge amount of a particular cryptocurrency.
Like a crypto celebrity.
More like a crypto titan. They can buy or sell huge amounts of a coin, and that can create huge waves in the market, especially for coins with smaller market caps, where a single whale's move can have an outsized impact on the price.
Interesting. So it sounds like watching what the whales are doing could be a whole trading strategy.
It is for some people. There are tools out there that track whale movements. And that can give you some pretty interesting insights into market sentiment and potential price swings.
So it's not just about knowing the words.
Yeah.
It's about understanding the power dynamic.
Exactly. And speaking of power dynamics, let's talk about another slang term that reminds us that there are risks in the crypto world. Wrecked.
Wrecked. That one doesn't sound good.
It isn't. Wrecked basically means you got wrecked. You suffered big losses in trading. You know, you went all in on a risky bet and you lost big time.
Oof. That's a harsh reality check.
Yeah.
So how do you avoid getting wrecked in the crypto world?
It all comes down to managing your risk. Don't invest more than you can afford to lose. Set stop loss orders to limit your losses. And most importantly, always DYOR.
Solid advice. It seems like DYOR is the golden rule of crypto. Now tell me about pump and dump. This one sounds shady.
It is. A pump and dump is a classic market manipulation scheme where the price of a coin is artificially inflated through misleading information or just plain hype. The people behind it then sell off what they own at that inflated price, causing the price to crash, and everyone else is left holding the bag.
So it's like they're tricking people into buying something worthless.
Pretty much. While it's totally illegal in traditional markets, it still happens all the time in crypto, which is much less regulated.
That's scary. Are there any red flags that can help someone spot a pump and dump scheme?
Yeah, definitely. Look out for sudden unexplained price spikes and aggressive marketing campaigns for projects you've never heard of and promises of guaranteed returns.
If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Always trust your gut. And of course, DYOR.
Absolutely.
All right, we've covered a lot of ground already. HODL, FOMO, DYOR, FU, whales wrecked, and pump and dump. I'm starting to feel like a crypto linguist.
You're getting there. But wait, there's more. We've got a couple more terms to unpack that will really give you that insider perspective on the crypto world. You know, sometimes it's about more than just market moves. It can be about feeling like you're part of something exclusive. That's where IKI comes in.
IKK. What's that one all about?
It stands for if you know, you know. It's like a secret handshake, a way of signaling that you're in the loop, especially with new projects or updates that haven't gone public yet.
I see. So it's not just about the information itself. It's about creating a sense of community, of shared knowledge.
Exactly. It's like being part of an inside joke. But this brings up another really important point. In a world where everyone's chasing the next big thing, security and trust become super important. And that's where AFU enters the picture.
SAU. Okay, tell me more about that one.
SAH stands for Secure Asset Fund for Users. It's essentially a safety net for traders on certain exchanges, a form of insurance that protects their funds in case of a hack or security breach.
This is like a backup plan just in case something goes wrong.
Exactly. One example is Binance's SAFU fund, which was made to protect users in case of like hacks and stuff. It offers a sense of security in a space that, well, it can feel a little bit like the Wild West sometimes.
Makes sense. I mean, you hear all these stories about hacks and scams and stuff. So knowing that there are platforms that are making security a priority is reassuring.
Absolutely. Choosing platforms with those robust security measures like a SAFU fund can give you peace of mind and let you just focus on making good trading decisions.
So from HO dealing to SAFU, we've covered a lot of ground here. But before we wrap up, I got to ask, with all this slang going around, what's your advice to someone who's just starting to explore the crypto world?
Well, first of all, don't be intimidated. Learning the slang is part of the fun. And it's a great way to learn about the crypto culture. But just remember, even with all this knowledge, trying to predict what the crypto market is going to do is next to impossible.
That's a great point. It's easy to get caught up in all the excitement and hype, but the market kind of does its own thing.
Exactly. The best thing you can do is just stay informed, be cautious, and never stop learning. And of course,
you got it.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive into crypto slang. We hope you found this helpful. And maybe even a little fun.
And remember, this is just the beginning of your journey to the crypto world.
There's still so much more to discover and learn. Keep exploring. Keep asking questions. And who knows? Maybe you'll even invent the next big crypto slang term.
So you're starting to see how this slang reflects how the market works. But sometimes it's about more than just market moves. Sometimes it's about feeling like you're part of something exclusive. Yeah. That's where IKK comes in.
IKK. Okay, what's that all about?
It stands for if you know, you know, like a secret handshake.
Yeah.
A way to signal you're in the loop, especially when it comes to new projects or updates that haven't gone public yet.
So it's not just about the information. It's about creating that sense of community, that shared knowledge. Exactly. Like you're part of an inside joke. But this brings up a really important point. In crypto, everyone's always chasing that next big thing, right? So security and trust, well, they become super important. And that's where SAFU comes in.
SAFU. Okay, tell me more.
SAFU stands for Secure Asset Fund for Users. Basically, it's a safety net for traders on certain exchanges. You know, a way to protect their funds if there's a hack or security breach.
So like a backup plan, just in case things would go wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. Like Binance has a SAFU fund. It was created to protect users just in case, you know, from hacks and that sort of thing. It offers a sense of security because, you know, sometimes it feels like the Wild West out there.
Yeah, that makes sense. You hear so many stories about hacks and scams. So it's reassuring to know there are platforms out there putting security first.
Absolutely. Choosing platforms that have good security measures like a SAFU fund, well, it just gives you peace of mind and lets you focus on trading.
So from HO dealing to SAFU, we've covered a lot. But before we wrap up, I have to ask, With all this slang flying around, what advice would you give to someone who's new to the crypto world?
First of all, don't be intimidated by it all. Learning the slang is fun, and it's a great way to really immerse yourself in that crypto culture. But remember, even after learning all this, trying to predict what the crypto market's going to do, it's almost impossible.
That's a great point. It's easy to get swept up in all the lingo and hype. But at the end of the day, the market does its own thing.
Exactly. Just stay informed, be cautious, and keep learning. And of course,
D-Y-O-R.
You got it.
So that wraps up our deep dive into crypto slang. Hopefully you found it helpful and even a little fun.
And remember, this is just the beginning of your crypto journey.
There's so much more out there. Just keep exploring, keep asking questions. And you never know, maybe you'll even create the next big crypto slang word. You know, it's funny how slang can tell you so much about a community. This whole deep dive has been really interesting.
It really has. Crypto slang, it's more than just abbreviations and jokes. It shows you the values, the fears, the hopes of this whole community.
Yeah, for sure. Take HODL, for example. It's not just about holding on to your coins right. It's about having that deep belief in this technology, that it's going to be successful long term.
Exactly. And FOMO might seem like a funny term, but it points to something real, that pressure to make quick decisions in a fast-moving market.
And DYR is like the golden rule of crypto. It's all about thinking for yourself and making your own choices.
Yeah, you got to cut through all the hype, do your research, make smart choices. And that's a good rule for life in general, not just crypto.
That's true. It's about being in control of your own finances, not just following the crowd.
Exactly. And even words like whale and wrecked, well, they remind us that crypto has its own rules, its own power dynamics.
It's been cool to look at all the different meanings behind these words.
It has. And as you learn more about crypto, remember that the language is going to keep changing, just like the technology does.
So stay curious, stay informed, and be ready for the next wave of crypto slang.
And most importantly,
stay safe, you.
You got it. That's all for our deep dive into crypto slang. We hope you learned something and had some fun along the way. Until next time.